Lesson 10. Rigoberta Menchu. The 400th anniversary of Columbus's famous voyage was commemorated in 1892 with much fanfare throughout North and South America. The 500th anniversary celebrations in 1992 were muted by comparison, as many people drew attention to how thoroughly the European settlers had wreaked devastation upon the original inhabitants of the Americas. In that year, too, the Nobel Committee awarded its Peace Prize to Rigoberta Menchu, a 33-year-old native woman from Guatemala, for her increasingly prominent part as an advocate of native rights. The head of the committee, in announcing the award, stated that it had been deliberately timed to coincide with the 500th anniversary of Columbus's voyage. Until Menchu was 16, she spoke only Quiché, one of some 20 dialects of the Guatemalan native peoples. The Quiché are the descendants of the once proud Mayas, whose civilization flourished in Central America until about AD 900. Menchu came to prominence in 1983 with the publication in Spanish of her autobiography, I, Rigoberta Menchu, which gives an account of the atrocities committed by government forces from the 1960s up to the 1980s against the peasant population of Guatemala. While the country's elite lived in heavily guarded, luxurious homes in Guatemala City, the native peoples, who made up more than half of the population, lived in abject poverty. Their little plots of land, which provided only a meager living, could be seized without warning by wealthy landowners. To protest was to risk severe punishment by the army, whose methods included the razing of entire villages, along with the slaughter of their inhabitants. During the 30-year conflict, an estimated 100,000 unarmed native peasants were killed, and tens of thousands fled the turmoil in the countryside for the safety of neighboring Mexico. There they languished for many years in refugee camps. Others escaped to the mountains to wage a decades-long civil war against the army. Menchu's own family experienced terrible losses for resisting the army's rigid control of the country. Her father was repeatedly beaten, tortured, and jailed for organizing nonviolent protests. He was part of a group that occupied the Spanish embassy in Guatemala City in order to draw attention to the government's flagrant abuses of human rights. During this occupation, the building was deliberately set on fire, killing those trapped inside. Later, Menchu's 16-year-old brother, along with 20 others, was abducted and killed by the military. A year later, her mother was abducted by army officers and tortured before being tied to a tree until she died. Her body was left unburied and visible as a dire warning to other troublemakers. Two of Menchu's sisters joined the armed resistance groups fighting within the country. She herself escaped to Mexico in 1981. From there, she worked to draw the world's attention to the plight of her people. The awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize enhanced enormously her ability to tell her story, both within Guatemala and in the world at large. She used the $1.2 million prize money to further her campaign for peace in Guatemala and the rights of native people throughout the hemisphere. There was one further benefit of winning the prize. As a world-famous figure, she was free to visit her native land without fear of reprisal by government forces. The 30 years of civil war ended in 1996 with the signing of peace accords between the rebels and the government. Progress toward the goals outlined in the accords was painfully slow, largely because of the mistrust that still existed between the two sides. In February of 2004, President Oscar Berger appointed what he called a goodwill ambassador to speed up the process. The person he named to the post was Rigoberta Menchu.